I ran into some very, very light rain driving in from West End a little while ago. Very, very light sprinkles. You might be in some heavy rain right now, especially if you're down along the Louisiana coast. We're going to get some rain, and then we're going to get some more rain, and after that, there's going to be some rain. So we're going to expect a lot of rain. Right now, let's go to the National Weather Service, and Lauren joins us on WWL. Lauren, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
All right, so look, tell us what we can expect in the New Orleans area and along the coast of Louisiana. It looks to me, Lauren, like there is this blob, and that's the way it looks on radar, this blob of showers, but that's not really Tropical Storm Francine. That will come later. So is that still what you see on the map?
Yeah, so the stuff that you see coming in right now, not exactly with the tropical storm, but that rainfall is accounted for when we say 6 to 8 inches of rain. So it's basically from now until the storm gets through. And that is kind of an averaged amount, right? Just like we see any other event or any sort of thunderstorms, you can always get those isolated higher amounts, even though we're predicting the 6 to 8. So, you know, we had plenty of rain, so any additional rain isn't going to be that great in terms of flooding potential.
What time should this storm hit the coast?
Well, the storm itself isn't going to make landfall till tomorrow evening, but we look at more when the impacts are going to start, one of them being when the tropical storm force winds are going to start in the area. So for the New Orleans area, we're thinking late tomorrow morning, early tomorrow afternoon, and then the storm will keep moving through. The winds will continue to increase throughout the storm. You know, rain will move in with it. Then we'll see tornado threat as well. And then the storm will exit the area overnight Wednesday night into early Thursday morning.
What are the winds at right now?
Right now, or, oh, you mean like in the storm right now?
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Right now, Francine's 65 miles an hour, expecting it to increase to about 85 to 90 miles an hour before it makes landfall. In New Orleans itself, we could see sustained winds of anywhere from 60 to 70 miles an hour.
Wow, that's sustained winds. That's not, you know, it's different if it's a gust, but sustained winds of 60 to 70. It didn't look like that yesterday, but it's looking like that today. So the storm has wobbled a little bit to the east.
Yeah, since yesterday, it did move east. And even since the 4 a.m. Update, it did move east. And also, we always want people to prepare slightly higher. We'd rather tell you 60 to 80 and you get 50 than we tell you 30 to 40 and you get 60 to 80.
Yeah.
We're always going to tell you to prepare slightly higher than what you could end up getting. I'd always rather you be prepared than be surprised.
Okay, so for the New Orleans area, we're going to start to feel, and again, depending on where you are, you can kind of figure out what you're going to feel based on what we're going to feel in New Orleans. But in New Orleans, we should start to get some wind and rain, steady wind and rain by tomorrow morning.
Right. Yeah. I mean, obviously, with this early rainfall, you know, it's going to be pretty rainy through this evening, which is going to make preparations a little bit harder. If you need to do anything outside, you know, do it as early as possible. But it'll be rainy on and off until the storm finally gets to us tomorrow. And then, yeah, we'll start to see some of those winds increase by late tomorrow morning.
Does it still look as if to the west of I-55 is going to get most of it, or has that changed with the wobble to the east?
Yeah, it still looks like the center is going to be, you know, a little bit west of Morgan City. So obviously the highest winds are closer to the center, but we're going to have impact, especially with storm surge all the way out into Alabama. And we're going to see that tornado wind and rain impacts, you know, all the way into Mississippi.
What are people going to sense around Lake Pontchartrain?
We're looking about 3 to 5 feet around Lake Pontchartrain, 2 to 4 feet around Lake Maurepas. So we always just tell people, listen to their local officials. You know, here in Orleans, we have NOLA Ready. We have the New Orleans Emergency Management. They can help you with any sort of evacuation decisions if you're in or out of the levees, et cetera. Right now, there's no threat to the risk reduction system.
Yeah.
But the emergency managers can help out with any additional questions.
There are people who seem to have the impression that hurricanes happen at night, but that's not always true, is it?
No, I mean, they form and they just go whenever they want to go.
Yeah, it seems like if they,
I mean, Zeta was during the night, but Ida was during the day. So
yeah, no matter when they
kind
hit,
of all over the place.
No matter when they hit, if it lingers into the night, that's the scary part, and I think that's the part that we remember the most.
Well, and also people want to get out and they want to look at their property. They want to drive around and you can't see the debris in the road. Hurricanes are long fuse events. They're not these little thunderstorms that happen for an hour. So there's always going to be day impacts. There's always going to be night impacts.
Does it still look like Francine is a fast mover?
Yeah, very slow right now, but it looks like it will eventually start to pick up speed and could be upwards of, you know, 10 to 15 miles an hour once it makes landfall, which is quick for a tropical event.
So what about rainfall amounts for the New Orleans area at this point?
We're still looking about that 6 to 8 inches, kind of what I was talking about earlier, where there could be some higher amounts, just like any sort of rainfall forecast, rainfall event. If you get some bands that sit over the area, that's our kind of general amount right now, but you can always prepare for maybe a few inches more in some areas.
I just don't want to lose power, and it might happen.
Yep. Well, I think everyone should at least prepare to lose power. And what to do if you need to, you know, for one, emergency vehicles aren't going to be able to come out if winds are over 30 to 40 miles an hour. They're not going to be able to come out if there's debris. You know, no one's going to be able to bring you anything. If you're someone who relies on that power, there needs to be another plan in place.
Well, I rely on power. I like TV. I like radio. I mean, I like to listen to stuff.
I like my phone charge.
that too.
I like Wi-Fi.
All right, Lauren, I know you guys are busy. Thanks for the information from the National Weather Service.
Of course. Have a great day.
All right. Yeah, you too. Okay. And they got to be buzzing around
Bye-bye.
There. They got to be buzzing around there right now. All right. So you heard it. 60 to 70 mile an hour sustained winds for New Orleans. That's strong. You know, just think about a structure. And, you know, if you've got like 40 to 50 mile an hour winds and a gust to 60 or a gust to even 70 miles an hour, that's just a temporary gust. But imagine a structure and the sustained winds, this is for a period of time, is 60 to 70 miles an hour. That's a whole different scenario. So this wobble to the east seems like it's going to have an impact on New Orleans more so than we were thinking yesterday. So again, Ian is working with Diane Newman, and they're continuing to work on the plans that we have as the emergency management station to be with you before, during, and after the storm. And we'll have the information that you need, the information for not only the New Orleans area, but for the Gulf Coast and for the different parishes that are going to be most affected by this. Coastal parishes, river parishes, down on the bayou, we'll have the information that you need. And just be smart. You know, there's a time when you have to let common sense take over. I know that that's a struggle for many of you, but let common sense take over and just do the smart thing. And if you should get out, then get out. If you feel like you can ride this out, that's okay too. Just stay safe and, you know, make sure that you've got anything loose that's outside. Make sure that you've got that secured or put inside, because I'm really a little surprised by this report of 60 to 70 mile an hour sustained winds for New Orleans. I mean, that's strong. And so this is going to have an impact on us. So we're continuing to follow this. And you just heard from the National Weather Service that tropical storm force winds will start to hit the New Orleans area by tomorrow morning. So overnight and very, very early in the morning, obviously those tropical storm force winds are going to be hitting the coast of Louisiana. So we're going to have some rain today. So again, there's this big blob of rain. And then don't think that it's over after that kind of moves through, because then there's the storm Francine right after that. If you're out, if you want to report what it's like getting gas, if you want to report what it's like at the grocery stores, we certainly would love to hear from you. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We're also talking about the debate, which is on tonight. And since things are not going to really ramp up until tomorrow, we're going to carry the debate, as we had planned to do, live here on WWL. It's in Philadelphia. It's sponsored by ABC Television. And it looks like this is going to be the only debate. I'm going to be paying attention to the storm, because I'm going to have to, because all of us will be part of the WWL coverage of the storm before, during, and after. But I'm also going to be watching as much of the debate as I can, because before this storm just suddenly popped up yesterday, I was looking forward to the debate, thinking that it was going to be quite entertaining. And I don't think anybody should expect the truth, really, from either candidate. And we'll talk a little bit about that. So, you know, coming up in just a few minutes, I want to talk about the new polling numbers. I want to talk about a ridiculous lie that J.D. Vance is spreading about illegal immigrants. And of course, you know, anything about illegal immigrants really does ignite Trump's base. And I also will tell you something that even shocked a CNN host, what Kamala Harris used to support. And again, I want to remind you, long before, I mean, look, when she was first being considered as a presidential candidate a long time ago, I immediately on this show, right here on this show, said she's too liberal. She is too liberal to be a candidate. And so what I'm about to tell you in a few minutes is something that is extremely liberal, because at one point Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. And that's pretty damn far left. I mean, that's almost off the edge of the earth if you go to the left of Bernie Sanders. You're pretty much going off the edge. So I'll tell you about that. But of course, she has changed. And just like with Biden in 2020, a lot of people, a lot of Americans are going to vote for Kamala Harris because they don't want Trump to be in the White House. And a lot of people voted. It wasn't a vote for Joe Biden as much as it was a vote against Donald Trump in 2020. And there's another strong faction of voting against Donald Trump in this election of 2024. All right, Joe in Metairie is calling in, so let's see what Joe has for us today. Joe, good afternoon, and welcome to the show.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm wonderful, Joe.
I can't believe what you said about Bernie Sanders, what he said about Kamala. You don't like the way I call her, Kamala.
Well, I didn't say anything about what I could say about Joe's family, and he wouldn't even know, and I could say really anything. You know, I'm doing pretty well
right
in my life.
I've
got a lot going on. When I get home today, I'm going to be taking care of some things. I'm sorry, Joe, were you talking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Scoot, I got a bucket of rubber bricks right here by my chair. And every time she answers a question with them big white teeth and she comes out with a flip-flop lie, I got these rubber bricks. And as I'm talking to you right now, James Carville is on television saying that Trump made a mistake accepting this debate tonight. Can you believe the most disgusting Democrat in Louisiana make a statement like that?
You think it was smart for Donald Trump to accept this debate?
Carville's not the only one. Why did he make a mistake?
Well, because a lot of people believe
you got
that,
a debate. I mean,
yeah, I was
going to
answer,
Hillary
but I guess
times.
Joe doesn't really want to hear the answer. I mean, I was going to give it a. Oh, were you talking, Joe?
I want to hear the answer.
Yeah. I was trying to answer, but you kept talking.
Go ahead, answer, please.
Yeah, well, I think a number of people have said that Donald Trump has more to lose than he has to gain tonight in the debate, that he could, based on where he is right now, he could say something or do something that would blow it for him as opposed to helping him. So James Carville's not the only one who thinks that Donald Trump has more to lose than win in a debate.
Well, I mean, what she wanted to get by with no debate. She's not holding no kind of press conference.
I'm saying, what kind of
candidate is she?
Well, it's not her. It's other people who are saying that Donald Trump doesn't have anything to gain, even if he wins the debate tonight. So there are people who believe that Donald Trump has more to lose than to gain from the debate. So, I mean, that's just comments from people. I mean, I don't know what to say about that. It just not everybody agrees that this is the right decision for Trump. Obviously, you think it's the right decision. I don't believe you have a bucket of rubber bricks.
I think there should be three debates.
Yeah. Well, there won't be.
What he had with Hillary.
Yeah, there won't be. There won't be. I really don't believe you have a bucket of rubber bricks.
No, there won't be, right? She's been hiding in the basement. And she's got Mr. Cedric Richmond as an advisor.
Yeah.
What a man he is, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that much about him. Do you?
Who, Cedric Richmond?
Yeah, what do you know about him?
All I know is he's a left-wing liberal Louisiana politician that went to Camp David for five or six days with Joe Biden under the taxpayers paying to feed him and put a roof over his head. And look what came out of that advice.
Yeah.
So I hope he gives Kamala the same kind of advice.
Joe, I don't believe you have a bucket of rubber bricks. I don't believe
you. I do. Yeah. I got a bucket of rubber bricks right here by this chair.
I don't believe you. But anyway, if you do, and if it makes you feel better, then I think that's good.
Yeah, when she opens that camel mouth with the big white teeth and says
Joe,
a lie.
Joe, I don't know. I don't know
TV.
What you, I
don't break my TV.
I don't know what you look like, but chances are you're not the pick of the litter.
I look like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I doubt that seriously.
People say I look like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I think you're lying, Joe. I think you're lying, and I think you're not the pick of the litter, and maybe you don't look so great yourself, and you're picking on her for not being attractive. I think she's an attractive woman, but that has nothing to do with her politics.
Well, that's your taste. Yeah. That's your taste. You like camel faces.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Well, listen, it's such a delight when you call in. It's such a delight to hear from right-wing radicals. Glad you had a chance to anoint us with your call. I'm going to get to some of your text messages. Also, Coleman will have some of your text messages. We'll get to those coming up. Also, if you're on hold, stay with us. The Oquinar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 1962, the BBC banned this song, Monster Mash, by Bobby Boris Pickett. They banned the song because they thought it was in poor taste. But in 1973, it just became a huge hit when radio lifted the ban on the song. Maybe they didn't like it because the beginning sounds like a bong. But I don't know. It was re-released. It went to number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. But in this day in 1962, they thought it was a... that was 1962. I mean, the world was a different place. So in a lot of ways, America is greater today than it was back then. Of course, this is the BBC banning it. But anyway... You know, controversy causes things to be bigger than some people want them to be, thinking that if you ban something, it's going to stop it from happening. But the ban may have actually led to this song becoming a big hit. Anyway, fun song. I remember listening to this on my transistor radio growing up in Metairie. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Wouldn't that be nice? Rain can just wash all your troubles away. Well, we're keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Francine. I just got an update from the National Weather Service, and we were told that New Orleans can expect winds of 60 to 70 miles per hour sustained. Now, this is going to start tomorrow. Well, not 60 to 70 miles an hour, but we're going to start to feel the effects of Francine, the early effects, tomorrow morning. And then we'll feel more tomorrow night. But we're planning, of course, to be with you before, during, and after the storm here on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's get to a couple of these texts. These are text messages about Joe, the last caller from Metairie, who calls in every day with some kind of inane comment about the election. This text says, can you imagine being in a room with Joe and Janice talking about Trump and what's wrong with the world? OMG. Here's... a text that says, ask him how many bricks he has collected for Trump's lies. There might be a few. Here's a comment. I'm a Republican, and that last caller is trash. Please don't loop me in with him. I usually mention that the right-wing radicals do not represent all Republicans. They don't represent all conservatives. I don't mention it every time, but I try to mention it often because for those of you who are like good, honest, mainstream Republicans and conservatives, I don't want to think that I'm looping you in with, you know, the right-wing radicals. Here's a comment. Scoot, you and I both like camel face. I like Camel Joe. You know, when Joe said something about he's referring to Kamala Harris as having a camel face, I guess because she's, part Indian. Look, I could make a joke about camel face. I could make a joke about that on the air, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to let you use your imagination. And maybe camel face is not a bad thing. All right. You know what? And Joe doesn't even get that. I guarantee you Joe doesn't get that. Here's another comment. Says, Scoot, I believe that I believe Joe. I believe Joe has a bucket of bricks. I don't believe they're in a bucket, though. They're in his head. Just a few of the comments about Joe. All right, before I get to your calls, let me talk about the new poll that's out. New York Times Siena College poll. Likely voters. Trump is in the lead, but not really. Trump is at 48%. Kamala Harris is at 47%. So this is a tight, tight race. nobody knows who's going to win. And I mentioned, and you can still comment on this, it's on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I did a video last week, it's still posted there, about whether you think people are being honest with the pollsters. Do you think this is an honest reflection of what the pollsters really think? I mean, what the voters think. Are voters being honest? Are voters who say they're voting for Trump, are they really voting for Trump, or are they just saying that? Are some people really voting for Kamala Harris, or are they really going to vote for Trump? They just don't even want to tell the pollster that they're voting for Trump, so they say Kamala Harris. So we don't know if the polls are accurate. But right now, Trump is at 48, Kamala Harris is at 47. That is a basic tie. J.D. Vance, of all the people out there, Donald Trump selected J.D. Vance as his vice presidential running mate. I think it's a mistake because I think it cuts down on Trump's chances of winning. Did you hear what I just said? I'm suggesting that if Donald Trump had selected somebody else, he would have a better chance of winning. If I was really as biased as so many of you seem to think, then I was, oh yeah, J.D. Vance, man, he's the perfect one. He's the best one for Trump. Because J.D. Vance does not broaden the base, and Trump needs to get votes outside of the MAGA supporters to win. But J.D. Vance is promoting this ridiculous lie about illegal immigrants. And you know there are people who listen to this show who bite on this kind of stuff. But I want to set the record straight on this. J.D. Vance posted on X yesterday. That's formerly Twitter. J.D. Vance posted this. Months ago, I raised the issue of Haitian illegal immigrants draining social services and generally causing chaos all over Springfield, Ohio. Reports now show that people have had their pets abducted and eaten by people who shouldn't be in this country. Where is our border czar? Those of you who are in the know the truth about Kamala Harris and border czar, so I'm not going to bore you with explaining that. But this is a lie that was immediately spread by Elon Musk, Ted Cruz, and the House GOP Judiciary Committee. There's no facts here. There's no proof. It is a baseless claim. And the claim is that migrants have been reportedly caught decapitating ducks, hunting geese and other livestock in public parks, and even kidnapping residents' pets and eating them. There's no evidence to this. None. So J.D. Vance is promoting an outright lie about illegal migrants. There's a lot of true things that you could spread about illegal migrants that are true. But this is total bogus BS. But this is the scary thing about America today. People buy this. People believe this crap. And they believe it because they want it to be true. They want there to be that negative image of illegal immigrants. Again, there's enough truth out there about illegal immigrants. Why not stick to the truth? Why start just making up crap? And the thing that's discouraging is not that politicians make up the stuff, but that Americans believe it. That's what's discouraging to me. Now, I told you on this show a long, long time ago, maybe I'm guessing I said it 2 years ago, and I've repeated it since then. Kamala Harris was too liberal to be a presidential candidate. She's too liberal to be president. She could be a candidate, but she's too liberal to be president of the United States. She's too progressive. Well, she's now becoming more moderate, and this is what politicians do. It's not unique to Kamala Harris. But CNN's Aaron Burnett was shocked by something that Kamala Harris listed as her position on an issue in 2019. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders, which, as you know, is really far left. She was also trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren. She wanted to be the most progressive liberal candidate out there in 2019, running for president. She supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained illegal immigrants. She actually supported that. Let me just repeat that. Taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained illegal immigrants. She also expressed her support for legalizing all drugs on the federal level during her 2019 campaign, including fentanyl, crack, and cocaine. I understand the theory behind that, but it's not practical. But when I said a long time ago that Kamala Harris was too liberal to be president of the United States, this is what I was talking about, these kind of liberal policies. And yet, now that she's in this position, she's changing her position on a lot of issues because she cannot be president representing the progressive left. Because you can be so progressive, you're not going to be president of the United States because you've got to win over some Republicans. You've got to win over the moderates. You've got to win over the rhinos. In fact, Trump needs to win over the rhinos. As much as they condemn and criticize the rhinos, if Trump doesn't win the rhinos, if he doesn't win enough rhinos, he's not going to be president. I mean, that's a mathematical fact. So this is just another example of how liberal Kamala Harris was. Now, why do people change? Because I've changed over the years. I'm sure you've changed over the years. We don't always feel the same about issues today that we felt in the past. I'm sure you've changed your opinion of a few issues. In fact, we can bring that into the conversation. Have you changed your position on any big issue? The Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Is there a big issue that you've changed your position on? So if you change your position because you learn new facts about something, or just because you realize that your position was wrong, that's okay. But I don't like this idea that candidates just change positions just to get votes. And they do. And Kamala Harris is doing it, and Donald Trump is doing it with being vague on abortion. Donald Trump is doing it with now saying that he's going to vote for legalizing marijuana in the state of Florida. I mean, I agree with that. But that's not something that Donald Trump has always stood for. He's doing that to get votes. And so this idea that it doesn't matter who they are, they lie to us. They lie to us just to get our votes. And we should not be so dumb that we accept it. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oakenhart Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. All right, one thing you're going to hear a lot tonight during the debate is the lies. Yep, they're going to lie. The question is, are we going to be so dumb that we believe them? All right, we'll be back with more, and we're continuing to watch Tropical Storm Francine, which is now wobbling a little bit to the east, which means it's going to have a bigger impact on the New Orleans area. We'll be back on WWL. All right, so I'm looking at live Channel 4 radar right now, and it's showing that there's a lot of rain around the New Orleans area. Most of it is light, the heaviest rain. The reds and the yellows are going to be down along the coast, but there's light rain in downtown New Orleans and light rain over much of the area. So if you're not in rain now, you will be, and it's going to be ramping up by tomorrow morning. And I mean, there are different ways to explain what kind of rain we're going to be having. Hallelujah. It's raining men. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Joe in Springfield. Joe, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Look, quick question.
Okay.
So you were saying how liberal Kamala was.
Yeah.
How in the world can you support her if you know she's that liberal? That's what I want to know.
I never said I support her.
I was just checking.
Yeah, I never said I support her.
I mean, I ain't going to say neither one of them is the best, but I think I would take Trump over her any day.
Well, that's the decision that everybody has to make, Joe. I think most people would agree. I mean, there are a few people who think Trump is the best, or a few people who think Kamala is the best, but I think most people, most sensible people, think that these are not the best two people to run our country or to run for the presidency of the United States, but it's what we have. So people are going to have to pick the one that they like the best or the one that they hate the least and vote for that person.
And I got it. And I agree with you 100%, and that's why I got to go with Trump.
All right. Well, Joe, I'm glad you had a chance to call. Let's go to Gonzalez. Chuck, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Chuck.
Hey, Scoot. How's it going?
Good.
I can't wait for tonight. I really think it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah.
And if I don't really believe in politics that much, or even the democratic system. I think we live in a plutocracy where rich people run the entire country and probably the whole world. But it's going to be entertaining if Trump puts on a show tonight like he did before the Economic Club of New York back on September the 5th. C-SPAN carried it. I just happened to catch it on one of the, Stephen Colbert, one of the comedians, late night had it on. They asked him what his position was on child care, and I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, my God.
It is one of the...
Oh, I've got it somewhere. I've got to repeat. Oh, my God. You talk about word salad?
I mean, CNN did a breakdown of it. They did what they called a CNN, what does it say? CNN does a Trump's rambling answer to a child care question deconstructed. I mean, if this is the best we can get to run this country, he can't even think straight in a logical one. He can't put two words together in a logical sequence. I mean, it was just the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life.
I got to try to find
this
it.
This man could be the president of the United States. Yeah. No, it's so easy. It's on just look it up on.
I'm going to look.
Type
I'm going to look it up.
Donald Trump's rambling on before C-SPAN. It's the funniest thing I promise you, Scoot.
No, Trump's. I read it. I didn't see it, but I read it. Trump's answer to what he would do about child care is classic.
Yeah, I mean, so reading it's funny, but reading it after you've listened to it is even funnier, because you can just picture all his mannerisms and the way he goes for one moment, he goes, but I think when you talk about the kind of numbers that I'm talking about, that because look, child care it's child care. It's something you have to have it in this country. You have to have it. I mean, it's
it goes on and on. It was the answer.
I know. He doesn't answer anything. He just rambles on. Well, they got these really smart people sitting on this panel, right? And you could see the angst in their faces, just like saying, okay, they're looking at each other saying, okay, look, as soon as we get an opening to start clapping, like to say, great job, Donald, you're done now.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to find that. I've got to get to a break here. Look, I'm going to find that. Trump's answer to the question, what he would do with child care and what he would do about the child care problem in America, it really is classic. All right, so I'm going to get to that coming up in the next hour. Also, we're going to get to more of your text and more of your calls coming up. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 1990 that a young rapper named Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff, was his musical partner. Will Smith debuted in his role for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, classic show, debuted on NBC on this day in 1990. And what I remember most about that show is the Carlton dance move, because it is very similar to my own dance move. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1966. All right, the Beatles came out in 64. By 1966, the Beatles were still very, dominant on the charts. But on this day in 1966, this was the number one song in America. Stayed there for 2 weeks. You Can't Hurry Love, Supremes. In fact, Phil Collins thought it was so good, he thought he would do a cover. He did a decent job, but, I mean, it kind of sounded like the original. I like covers that are different from the original, because it's like, all right, they've already done it. Why do it just like them? I like covers that are different, and you don't often hear that. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. We still have a lot to come. We will be talking more about Tropical Storm Francine in the next hour. Also, a lot of people want to talk about the debate tonight, and it's going to be a distraction from the storm. It starts at 8 o'clock, and since we're not going to be in it and nothing's going to really be going on other than preparations, tonight we're going to carry that live on WWL. Tomorrow, I guess we can talk about it a little bit, but tomorrow we're going to really be focused on Tropical Storm, maybe by tomorrow morning, maybe Hurricane Francine heading for the Louisiana coast. And it has wobbled a little bit to the east, so that means the impact for New Orleans is going to be greater than we thought yesterday. So, just be prepared, and I hate the thought of being without power, but that may happen. I'm Scoot, and we're coming right back with more on WWL. All right, so I'm looking at live Channel 4 radar right now, and it's showing that there's a lot of rain around the New Orleans area. Most of it is light, the heaviest rain. The reds and the yellows are going to be down along the coast, but there's light rain in downtown New Orleans and light rain over much of the area. So if you're not in rain now, you will be, and it's going to be ramping up by tomorrow morning. And I mean, there are different ways to explain what kind of rain we're going to be having. Hallelujah. It's raining men. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Joe in Springfield. Joe, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Look, quick question.
Okay.
So you were saying how liberal Kamala was.
Yeah.
How in the world can you support her if you know she's that liberal? That's what I want to know.
I never said I support her.
I was just checking.
Yeah, I never said I support her.
I mean, I ain't going to say neither one of them's the best, but I think I would take Trump over her any day.
Well, that's the decision that everybody has to make, Joe. I think most people would agree. I mean, there are a few people who think Trump is the best, or a few people who think Kamala is the best, but I think most people, most sensible people, think that these are not the best two people to run our country or to run for the presidency of the United States. But it's what we have, so people are going to have to pick the one that they like the best or the one that they hate the least and vote for that person.
And I got it. And I agree with you 100%, and that's why I got to go with Trump.
All right. Well, Joe, I'm glad you had a chance to call. Let's go to Gonzalez. Chuck, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Chuck.
Hey, Scoot. How's it going?
Good.
I can't wait for tonight. I really think it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah.
And if I don't really believe in politics that much, or even the democratic system. I think we live in a plutocracy where rich people run the entire country and probably the whole world. But
good
it's going
point.
To be entertaining if Trump puts on a show tonight like he did before the Economic Club of New York back on September the 5th. C-SPAN carried it. I just happened to catch it on one of the, I don't know, Stephen Colbert, one of the comedians late night had it on. They asked him what his position was on child care, and I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, my
God. It is one of the.
Oh, I've got it somewhere. I've got to repeat. Oh, my God. You talk about word salad?
I mean, CNN did a breakdown of it. They did what they called a CNN. What does it say? CNN does a Trump's rambling answer to a child care question deconstructed. I mean, if this is the best we can get to run this country, he can't even think straight in a logical. He can't put two words together in a logical sequence. I mean, it was just the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life.
I got to try to find
this
it.
This man could be the president of the United States. Yeah. No, it's so easy. It's on. Just look it up on.
I'm going to look.
Type
I'm going to look it up.
Donald Trump's rambling on before C-SPAN. It's the funniest thing I promise you, Scoot.
No, Trump's. I read it. I didn't see it, but I read it. Trump's answer to what he would do about child care is classic.
Yeah. I mean, so reading it's funny, but reading it after you've listened to it is even funnier because you can just picture all his mannerisms and the way he goes for one moment, he goes, but I think when you talk about the kind of numbers that I'm talking about that, because look, child care it's child care. It's something you have to have it in this country. You have to have it. I mean, it's
oh
just,
my God, it was
goes on and on.
It was the I most mean, nothing and, answer.
I know. He doesn't answer anything. He just rambles on. Well, they got these really smart people sitting on this panel, right? And you could see the angst in their faces just like saying, okay, they're looking at each other saying, okay, look, as soon as we get an opening to start clapping, like to say, great job, Donald, you're done now.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to find that. I've got to get to a break here. Look, I'm going to find that Trump's answer to the question what he would do with child care and what he would do about the child care problem in America, it really is classic. All right, so I'm going to get to that coming up in the next hour. Also, we're going to get to more of your text and more of your calls coming up. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 1990 that a young rapper named Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff, was his musical partner. Will Smith debuted in his role for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, classic show, debuted on NBC on this day in 1990. And what I remember most about that show is the Carlton dance move, because it is very similar to my own dance move. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1966. All right, the Beatles came out in 64. By 1966, the Beatles were still very, dominant on the charts. But on this day in 1966, this was the number one song in America. Stayed there for 2 weeks. You Can't Hurry Love, Supremes. In fact, Phil Collins thought it was so good, he thought he would do a cover. He did a decent job, but, it kind of sounded like the original. I like covers that are different from the original, because it's like, all right, they've already done it. Why do it just like them? I like covers that are different, and you don't often hear that. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. We still have a lot to come. We will be talking more about Tropical Storm Francine in the next hour. Also, a lot of people want to talk about the debate tonight, and it's going to be a distraction from the storm. It starts at 8 o'clock, and since we're not going to be in it and nothing's going to really be going on other than preparations, tonight we're going to carry that live on WWL. Tomorrow, I guess we can talk about it a little bit, but tomorrow we're going to really be focused on tropical storm, maybe by tomorrow morning, maybe Hurricane Francine heading for the Louisiana coast. And it has wobbled a little bit to the east, so that means the impact for New Orleans is going to be greater than we thought yesterday. So, just be prepared, and I hate the thought of being without power, but that may happen. I'm Scoot, and we're coming right back with more on WWL.